It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Thousands of people in Lebanon tried to show their country's unity today. The gathering was intended to bring together the Christian and Muslim communities in a fractured nation. So church bells rang out at the same time as the Muslim call to prayer. That was not the only gathering on the streets of Beirut today. The BBC's Mike Sargent reports from the Lebanese capital.
Heavy rain may have dampened the atmosphere, but thousands of supporters still turned out for the funeral of Imad Muqniyeh. They came holding umbrellas and the yellow flags of Hezbollah. Prayers were followed by music and speeches by Hezbollah leaders, including an address by the movement's leader, Hassan Nasrallah. This funeral followed a mass demonstration just a few miles away from here to mark the third anniversary of the assassination of the former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Tens of thousands of supporters of the anti-Syrian governing alliance came to Martyrs Square in central Beirut amid a heavy police and army presence. These two big events illustrate the divisions within Lebanese politics, but so far there have been no reports of clashes between rival groups.
That's the BBC's Mike Sargent reporting from Beirut. So even as one demonstration supports a pro-Western government, that funeral celebrates a man considered a terrorist in the West. The slain militant was said to be behind attacks that left hundreds of Americans and Israelis dead. He was even accused of involvement in the 1985 hijacking of a TWA jetliner. And then he himself was killed in a bombing. Today he got something that to Westerners may look and even sound a little like a state funeral. After the service, his body was carried out of the mosque, draped in a yellow Hezbollah flag. The leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, addressed the crowd by video link and spoke of an open war with Hezbollah's enemy, Israel.